When some weeks ago, Ambassador Dreyer visited me to invite to participate in this series of lectures, I did not hesitate to accept his kind invitation. Indeed, I am persuaded of the need to clarify the meaning of the Alliance for Progress. And I will try to do that tonight, trying to explain the economic meaning of the Alliance. There were many in Latin America that for years have been preaching the need of very deep changes in the economic and social structure of our countries in order to pave the way for the acceleration of the rate of economic development. No wonder, then, that for all these people, the Alliance for Progress means a far-reaching event in the history of Latin America and of our relations with this country. These people were for long years preaching in our countries the need for industrialization as an inescapable part of the process of economic development. These people were preaching the need for land reform and for other reforms in the social structure as well as in the economic structure to be able to accomplish this huge task of transferring modern techniques of advanced countries to Latin American countries. We in Latin America, for years too, have called the attention to the meaning of terms of trade for our countries, to the need to counteract the tendency of terms of trade to deteriorate through transformation in the economic structure. And we call to the attention to the need to take measures or compensate the fluctuation of prices, or in other terms, the fluctuation in the terms of trade. The idea of the common market emerged in Latin America, and the need to change radically, both in its amplitude and its orientation, the policy of economic and technical cooperation with Latin America was something that we too advocated during a long time. Finally, the idea of economic development planning as the expression of a conscious and deliberate attempt to influence the forces of the economic and social process was an idea that emerged too in Latin America. Notwithstanding this fact, I'm concerned about a certain tendency to present all these ideas that have been embodied in its great part in the Alliance for Progress as an American conception, as an American blueprint to solve the problems of Latin America. I'm concerned due to two facts. First, that it is contrary to what really happened. And second, because it is highly detrimental from the political point of view in Latin America. Highly detrimental to the need to have a very broad popular support for this idea in Latin America. Indeed, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we are arriving to certain maturity in our countries. We will project our own image, our own authentic image in all this process of change in Latin America, according to our own thinking, our own way of doing things, and our own feelings. We cannot repeat in the development of our countries the same historical process of development of the advanced countries of the Western Hemisphere. History cannot be repeated. Therefore, we have to find our own path, our own form of solving our problems. That does not mean in any way that we preclude intellectual influences from outside. On the contrary, this is a very important element, but only an element in this formation of the system of ideas that we need in Latin America to accomplish this tremendous work of transformation and economic and social progress. President Kennedy, a year ago, gave a clear and bold recognition to all these ideas, to great part of these ideas. It was a clear American response to an insistent Latin American challenge. Many years ago, but in my own generation, a man here, President Roosevelt, interpreted the feelings and aspirations and got the emotional support of the masses of the Latin American population, because he spoke of political liberty and sovereignty. This is not enough now. We have to appeal to the feelings and aspirations of the masses of population of Latin America in matters relating to economic growth and social justice. I spoke in passing about the need of economic and social reforms. To put it shortly, this is absolutely necessary for achieving two great goals. First, to absorb and to assimilate as rapidly and orderly as possible modern technology. And second, to assure the distribution into the popular masses of the fruits of economic development. Let me say a few words about the changes that we need in the economic structure. The most outstanding expression of these changes is industrialization. Why we have to industrialize in Latin America? We have to industrialize because it's a very well-known fact that when income per capita increases, the demand for industrial products grows at a very high pace, while the demand for primary products, due to changes in tastes and changes in the techniques of production, the demand for primary products grows in a relatively slow way, so that there is a disparity in the process of increase in demand. Now you may say, why don't you import industrial goods instead of producing these goods at higher prices in Latin America? This is the classical question that we use to receive, to be put in this question, in this country as well as in Latin America. The reason is very simple too. This disparity in the growth of demand is not a phenomenon pertaining only to Latin America, but to the rest of the world. This is why exports of primary products in general tend to grow very slowly, and this very slow growth does not allow the possibility of importing industrial goods in the measure necessary to satisfy the growing demand of the Latin American population when income grows and grows. So that the need to produce those industrial goods that we cannot get through imports due to the limitation of our exports for reasons pertaining to the structure of the world market, this need to supply what we cannot import from outside is the one of the two reasons why industrialization has a big dynamic role in Latin America. Technical progress, when it is introduced in agriculture and in other pre-capitalistic activities in Latin America, originates a redundancy of manpower. Modern techniques allow to produce with less and less people. Then what to do with these people? Industrialization has to play the role, with other activities, of absorbing in a productive way the people that technical progress releases in other fields of activity. This is a well-known fact in the rest of the world, but has not been easily understood many times in Latin America. Unfortunately, this second dynamic role of industrialization in Latin America has not been yet satisfactory. Even in countries that have had, in the last 10 years, a very high rate of industrial growth, this growth has been insufficient to absorb the increase in the active force and the people released from agriculture and other activities. So that we have, in many Latin American countries, very serious problems of unemployment, apparent or disguised unemployment, of people that have not been able to enter into the modern productive process, due, among other things, to the relatively slow growth of industry in relation to the needs of absorption of manpower. So that we need to accelerate the rate of industrialization in Latin America in the next decade as a part of this movement of structural change that we are initiating. It is not an easy task. First, due to the fact that the rate of increase of population in Latin America is very high, is the highest in the world. And second, because in our countries that have scarcity of capital and relatively abundant manpower, really or potentially, we have to absorb a modern technique, a modern technology that is being elaborated in the big industrial centers where the conditions are just the contrary. So that there is a great wastage of capital in Latin America when, without discrimination, we absorb this modern technology, investing capital in the release of manpower without having the additional capital to absorb this manpower so released. This is one of the most difficult problems that Latin America has to tackle in the immediate future. And this is, by the way, one of the reasons for economic development planning. Well, this is not the only shortcoming of our industrialization. There are many. Indeed, industrialization generally has been the result of improvisation or the result of pressure of interested groups in Latin America. Generally, there was not a clear systematic policy of industrialization. It is a well-known fact that protection, that by the way is essential for industrialization, but protection has been excessive and continue to be excessive in Latin America, to such an extent that practically Latin American industry has been isolated from the rest of the world, from the international market, so that Latin American industry has not benefited from the advantages of a healthy foreign competition. As a result of this, to the old social pattern of maldistribution of land, we have added new features. This lack of competition is greatly responsible for the diffusion of restrictive practice or monopolistic practice that are very frequent in Latin American industry and constitute a factor for the malutilization of capital and for the deterioration in the patterns of distribution of income. We remind frequently in our countries the need for free initiative, but we forget also frequently that free initiative and free competition are part, inseparable parts of the same principle. Well, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that the gradual development of the common market in Latin America, by introducing a factor of competition first between Latin American countries and then with the rest of the world, by facilitating a better commercial policy inside Latin America and vis-a-vis the international market, I hope that this new process of competition will have a very favorable impact on industry, will stimulate industry to technical progress by the usual incentives that competition brings together. And this is essential for the correct and fruitful absorption of modern technology. The common market will enlarge the rather narrow national markets of Latin America. Instead of 20 watertight compartments of the 20 Latin American republics, we hope in the course of time to have a single broad market in Latin America. But don't misinterpret me. We have just started, and I would say that I don't see yet in this policy the boldness, the courage, the imagination that all Europe had a few years ago in the formation of the common market. New Latin America is lagging behind.